Hey, this is Famous Dave here, America's Rib King at WGN Radio with Dane Neal.
Come on. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and excited to catch a guy that is always on the move, whether carrying the torch for barbecue or great taste or fun and festivities for everybody and families. He is a barbecue Hall of Famer. He is a visionary restaurateur, the undisputed America's Rib King, the one and only Famous Dave Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, I am really excited. We have got a lot of stuff going on this summer. We have got barbecue going on all over the place, and I'm really excited to get back to my old hometown where it all started, back in the Windy City for next weekend's Speedway.
Oh, well, before we get to that, you are calling us live from America's Capital, and there's a huge barbecue event. But here's the thing, too, is, and you share so much on social media, we'll have some links up at WGNradio.com, but talk a little bit about, Dave, as you travel around the country, you find great barbecue, you share great barbecue, and you're always sharing it with other people, other fans who love what it is you're doing.
Well, you know, Dane, barbecue is America's food. It's how we celebrate. You know, if you want to have a good time, you tell your friends, hey, come on over Friday and we'll have a backyard barbecue. And every once in a while, I have a lot of opportunity to be able to travel. I get to go to different towns. We are in our nation's capital for the next 2 days, where they are having one of the biggest barbecue contests on the entire East Coast. There will be a KCBS event. We have some young up-and-comers that are trying out their recipes, and we're going to see how good their ribs are. And Famous Dave's, we're here.
Nice.
We're all set up. We're, you know, there will be tens of thousands.
Wow.
In fact, I think they're expecting something like 100,000 people a day. I mean, we are just right in front of the Capitol, our nation's capital.
It's good to have it, right? It's America's food right there in the capital of America, so it certainly makes sense, and having you kind of front and center makes a ton of sense as well. But as you travel, you brought up Chicago as the hometown roots. You know, we were all part with some great barbecue Hall of Famers and friends, part of the Great Chicago Barbecue Tour. We love to share Chicago's kind of legacy in the barbecue world. But as you travel, are there certain places that are either more enthusiastic or doing barbecue in a better way than maybe you expected?
I don't know if anybody does barbecue any better. I think what is so fascinating to me about the world of barbecue is that every area of our great country, you have folks that have their own particular way of, you know, barbecue is like camaraderie. And when people get together, somebody has their own best recipe. But in certain areas of the country, whether it's the big mesquite pits in Texas, or you go into the Lexington area of North Carolina, South Carolina, and those areas, you know, it's all about doing whole hogs or lambs. Then you go up to the Pacific Northwest where, you know, they smoke salmon. In Kansas City and in Memphis, you know, it's all about barbecued ribs and pork butts. And, you know, that's what makes barbecue so unique and so fun, is that everybody has their own take on what they feel their particular blend of barbecue is.
Yep, and you're there kind of capturing it and sharing it all over the country. Back here to Chicago, excited you're going to be a big part of the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway, which is one of the very unique opportunities to take racing, all of that fan base, all of that tailgate and grilling and barbecuing that happens in the parking lot, combine it with some of the biggest stars in motorsports in NASCAR. Our great friends at NBC will be there. This is kicking it off, so Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Rutledge Wood and all those, and then a lot of contemporaries, a lot of your friends on the barbecue side. We're going to have some great Hall of Famers, including yourself, that are going to be a part of it. And Famous Dave's food is going to be there, kind of shaping a lot of those experiences with a lot of the fans as well.
Boy, you know, it's just building up to be an exciting weekend. NASCAR racing, barbecue. I even hear they got some great music. You know, if anybody wants to have a great time, they ought to come out. You know, car racing is just about as American as apple pie. Barbecue is how America celebrates. Good music, cold beer. I mean, you got it all. Next weekend, Chicagoland Speedway. You know, in Chicago, Dane is really America's almost secret barbecue city. We all often hear about Nashville and Memphis and Kansas City, Lexington, Austin, Texas. But Chicago really has had barbecue all these years.
Yep. We have it. We share. We carry that torch for Chicago. We'll be sharing it with a lot of those teams. We'll have 45 KCBS teams participating. There'll be lots of opportunities to meet you, Famous Dave. So let the listeners know they can do that. And one lucky team that has the top score in ribs is going to get that rib trophy presented to them by you. So think about that. You know, you get to be good at something, get to make some good food, you make some great ribs, and then Famous Dave is the one that gets to hand you the trophy. That's pretty cool.
Hey, you know, you always want to recognize the young up-and-comers, and everybody thinks they have the best rib on the block, best rib in the city, best rib in Chicago, and we're going to find out. And I'm sure somebody's got some good-tasting ribs.
The higher purpose of it all, and very last thing, and this is, I know, a cause that is near and dear to your heart. You have supported them in a bunch of different ways. Stan Hayes, Operation Barbecue Relief, a lot of the elements built into race weekend are all going to support them, and you'll be there. We're going to get, hopefully, a couple minutes with you and Stan to do sort of an interview and maybe film some things a little bit about Operation Barbecue Relief. But as we let you go, look, talk a little bit about how important it is, what they do, and the great work that OBR does.
You know, a lot of folks probably don't know this, but barbecue travels, and it can travel fast. Those of us who are on the barbecue circuit, we attend all these barbecue rib fests all over the country. And Famous Dave's, we have almost like what's a traveling NASCAR team ourselves. We have something like a 50-foot trailer that has a traveling kitchen on it. And a lot of my barbecue compadres, other folks that have barbecue restaurants or competitive teams, they travel the country too. So a lot of us are used to feeding thousands of people at a moment's notice. And what we found out is, unfortunately, when a natural disaster hits one of the communities, the barbecue community is actually very quick to mobilize. We can get there almost faster than any other group because we're already set up. And so Operation Barbecue Relief was set up by some really wonderful folks, Stan Hayes, and in fact, Lori and Brian Polak from Chicago are big supporters, Big John Wheeler from Memphis area. But everybody just drops whatever they're doing. We go to the community, and often we are the first ones on the scene that can feed the people who have been devastated, where they've lost everything. Often we're the first ones to feed them their first hot meal.
Yeah.
And I can remember, you know, we had a horrific tornado just outside of Chicago just a few years back. And when we showed up, you know, when you see people and you see the hurt in their eyes and they just lost everything, and then you give them a hot meal, they're so grateful. They're so thankful. So I'm very proud. Famous Dave's is very proud to be a supporter of Operation Barbecue Relief. It's a group of people in our food segment that's mobilized to set up and help the Red Cross, FEMA workers, emergency crews that are on the ground. We not only feed the community, but we also feed all of these other groups, the emergency medics, the FEMA workers, the Red Cross workers. We also feed them, too, because they're out there working night and day, 24 hours a day, often in horrific conditions, that areas that have just been devastated. There's hardly any support to support these people who are out there working. But we're out there. Operation Barbecue Relief, it's a great cause. People can come out there. The funds that we raise goes for a good cause.
Yeah, and I think it's a testament to the barbecue community too, yourself as one of those main and kind of leading members, and all the stuff that Stan and the team are doing, and just like you said, the industry, kind of the community, the barbecue community as well, doing some amazing work. So out at the Speedway, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be raising some funds for some great causes, and excited to have you involved and have listeners be able to get out there and see you in person. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com and Chicago Speedway.com as well. Dave, we'll let you get back to it, kind of in the nation's capital, leading the charge in the barbecue way for Famous Dave's. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dave, thank you for all you do in WGN. And to all your listeners, hopefully we'll see you out there. Chicagoland Speedway, the barbecue will smoke down. Come out and have some great fun, listen to some great music, meet the NASCAR drivers, and you'll go away smiling, happy, having some of the best barbecue in town.